Part 2. From the Lion's Corner. On November 4th, 1632, 4 days after Johannes Vermeer was baptized in the Nieuwe Kerk, another infant boy was brought there for the same ceremony. The baby and his parents, Philips Tonisson and Gritka Jakobsson, were accompanied by the boy's paternal grandfather, Tonis Philipsson Levenhuk, his uncle, Huyck Tonisson Levenhuk, Aunt Magdalena Jakobsen van der Berg, and Aunt Katarina Jakobsen van der Berg. The boy was given the name Tonis Philipsson after his grandfather. The family lived in a brick house with a tile roof on a corner of Levenport Street, and will later take a surname from their address, Levenhuk, meaning from the lion's corner. Nearly 50 years later, when he is renowned throughout the world for his microscopical observations, Tonis, who will always sign his name Antoni, will add a dignified von to the family's name, becoming Antoni von Levenhuk. In the baptismal records in the Delft archives, the entry for Antoni's baptism is recorded several lines under the record for Johannes Vermeer. For the next 43 years, the lines tracing the trajectory of their lives will frequently veer close, even, perhaps, intersecting on occasion, until 1676, when their names again appear on the same page in the Delft archives, in an entry recording Antoni's appointment as executor of the estate of the recently deceased painter. 1. Antoni's father was a basket maker from a family of basket makers. Theirs was a lucrative trade in Delft, as the thriving export business required large numbers of well-made baskets for packing and transporting merchandise. His mother's family, which had already begun using the surname van der Berg, van den Berg, or sometimes van den Berg, was in the brewery business in Delft, an even more profitable trade. Many brewers were members of the local government, and the name van der Berg shows up many times in the list of the Council of 40, the most important political organization of Delft. Philips and Gritka, short for Magrita, had married 10 years earlier in 1622. Before her marriage, Gritka lived on the Oude Langendijk.